to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Gang Ranch, British Columbia. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto.
And I'm Andrew Brown, President of Right on the Money, and I've got to borrow your glasses, Robert.
And this podcast, Andrew, is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Andrew, how excited are we? Mark Kazins is with us. Mark is the director of Great Circle Works, Inc., GreatCircleWorks.com, Playful Products, Smart Design. Mark, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Good to be here. Thank you, Robert.
Andrew, it's really exceptional to talk to Mark because they have a, I will say it as a toy company, but it's a lot more than that. It's a design company. And the thing that's intriguing to us is they work with designers from around the world to bring together playful products, educational products.
You know, a lot of companies that we've spoken to are tapping into innovation and creativity from all over the world. But to do that in the field of product innovation and product production takes a particular set of skills. So I'm really interested to hear what Mark has to say.
So Mark, let's jump into it. You might be well known to a lot of our audience because you've got things out there called ZipFi, ZipFi Junior, Oblo, Logic Tower, things that are well known to a lot of people in Canada, also not well known to a lot of people, but what we really want to talk about from GreatCircleWorks.com is your source of inspiration for these products and a little bit of background about Great Circle Works. So the floor is yours.
Okay, saying a little bit about the company. We're an innovator, manufacturer, and distributor of children's toys and sporting goods articles. You mentioned that. The aim is to produce and deliver playful, colorful, energizing products that have a unique, smart design. And the focus is active play and educational toys. And we started with active play. I mean, the first product that we launched the company with is ZipFi, a ZipFi Mini Luge. In essence, it's a toboggan that races down the hill. It's got a very unique design. We continued the evolution of the company with foray into educational toys, starting with Oblo Spheres. The origins of the product come from the 60s.
So, Mark, you pull together these wonderful products that are cool-looking and fun to play with, and add to that, they're educational. And to do that, you call on people from around the world. How do you find people, and how do you get them involved? How do you hire them, manage them?
I don't necessarily have a regimented structure on how to source new talent. It tends to be somewhat serendipitous. I mean, I do attend trade shows around the world, a lot of toy fairs, a lot of sporting goods shows, some gift shows, everything from Vegas to Munich to Tokyo. When I'm there, I'm marketing my products, but I'm also scouting new toys and new innovators. But I also spend a lot of time online, like Behance and Pinterest and 99 Designs, looking for interesting designers and trends as well. I should mention, though, that I tend to outsource the work to freelancers. So we have a very small team at Great Circle Works, and we work with the designers everywhere from Valencia to Montreal, Toronto, of course, Mexico City, Tokyo. Recently, a lot of work with Zagreb in Croatia. Once I find a designer that's interested in collaborating and the work fits, I start with an upfront sum for initial expenditures to cover some of the early investments. The designer is rewarded on a long-term basis in the form of royalties that are paid to him based on the overall sales of the product.
I want to ask you a question to clarify for myself. You're talking about designers that you engage, but I'm presuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you come up, in fact, with the actual concept and then put out the proposal to designers to create or design the product that you have, in fact, come up with and initiated?
It's a combination. I'll approach a designer and ask them to finesse the design. For example, with Logic Tower, that was a design that came out of Croatia, a young industrial designer who had won a lot of awards. So we collaborated on figuring out how to make the product. One thing that is interesting, a lot of designers don't really know how their product or how their concepts are going to be manufactured. They'll conceptualize the design online, typically with 3D software and such, or even prototyping, you know, with clay or what have you.
So once you have a prototype in hand, then do you do the tweaking or do you then go back to the designer and say, we would like four wheels instead of three, et cetera, we want it blue instead of green on the handle? How does the process work to move the project along?
For example, if we would talk about Oblospheres, which is a 3D puzzle that we manufacture and distribute, the prototype that the inventor had come up with, the thickness of the walls of the puzzle pieces were too thick for standard injection molding processes. It didn't make sense for me to ask the designer to further the prototyping. Instead, I worked with a local engineer and a local plastics manufacturing expert and figured out what needed to be done. And so we took the prototyping from there. So actually, the prototyping evolved to a somewhat of a more expensive stage, which the designer wouldn't have been able to do.
Mark, actually, can you step back and give us a cradle-to-grave quick story on your most favorite or most current product that you're launching?
My favorite product that we've got now is Logic Tower because it's new and it's really innovative and quite exciting. I'm going to talk about Oblospheres because I think the story is a little more unexpected. So I received a book from my sister for Christmas a few years back, Design Revolution, 100 Products That Empower People. There were designs for water barrels in Africa and new batteries that poor villages could construct on their own. And then I came across Marko Pavlovich and his Oblo puzzle spheres, which immediately caught my attention. So I contacted Marko and asked him how the product was selling. And he responded with excitement and a little bit of trepidation. He said, but the product has never been commercialized. A little bit more questioning, I found out that nobody knew how to make the product. So I quickly engaged him in a relationship, royalty arrangement. I would figure out how to make it. I'd eventually pay him royalties. And then I worked with a local engineer and a plastics manufacturing expert in Scarborough with the idea of creating the mold, shipping them offshore because there was a bit of labor involved, and manufacturing in China, which is common for a plastic product with a lot of labor for assembly, and then distributing it here in North America and worldwide. To make a long story short, ended up developing a fantastic relationship with the plastics manufacturer, and we found out that it was a lot more complex as far as processes were concerned, a lot more complex to manufacture. So we ended up building the molds and manufacturing it domestically. So I actually manufacture Oblospheres in Scarborough, Ontario. And the quality control is optimal. It's more like a just-in-time manufacturing. When the demand increases as we approach the season, just turn on the switch and produce more puzzles. And it's great for cash flow purposes as well. I tend to favor products that I can manufacture locally. I guess more than 95% of my products are manufactured within a 100-mile radius.
That's fascinating, given, Andrew, that most toy companies, most manufacturers of educational products, they produce them in Asia. Taiwan and China are the centers of manufacturing for these kinds of things, especially things that are made out of plastic. So well done, Mark, in that regard.
Thank you.
Finally, Mark, I'm curious. You deal in the innovation world. You're dealing with innovation and creativity, creative people from around the world. What lessons, what advice would you share with business leaders across the country who want to tap into innovation and creativity from around the world?
There are so many creative individuals that are anxious to do work. To work in a creative field is, I think, is a luxury. I mean, I would suggest if you're looking for interesting creative output, visit the online resources. I mean, when I was looking for some designers to spruce up, I had some hood designs I come up with. We figured out a way to mold graphics onto the blow molded product. I ended up doing research online looking for hip designers in the snowboard and skateboard arena. There's so many fantastic designers out there that have an appetite to work with Canadian companies. If you cannot meet with them in person, it's important to establish an element of trust. For the most part, I tend to give a certain down payment and an upfront sum of money so that their concerns are alleviated, and then work from there once you have a certain element of trust established and you give the artist and the designers a certain leeway to create, then it's all fun from there.
Well, having just created a new website for our firm at benetgold.ca, Andrew and I work very closely with the creative team, and you have to trust your creative people. It's the only way to get these things going. Mark Kazins, director, Great Circle Works, greatcircleworks.com. Mark, thanks for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Benetgold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. You can reach me at robert@businesscast.ca.
And I'm Andrew Brown, president of Right on the Money, and you can reach me at andrew@businesscast.ca.
And you can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Gang Ranch, British Columbia.